Welcome back to the baseball podcast. We're all of a sudden it's a real flurry of activity over here at the baseball podcast headquarters. We got a lot coming up for you. We've done two podcasts this weekend. We have more coming. Today we had a special guest that I pulled in after I joined the Czech baseball Discord during the World Baseball Classic. It is a friend of the podcast, Yuri. And I apologize again. We will go over this with him when we talk to him. Our Czech pronunciations are horrible.
Yeah.
But his name is Yuri. He says it's like George in Czech. So, and he is of a baseball stat CZ. So he runs the first Czech website full of baseball stats and analytics. And it's made for true baseball nerds. And if you listen to this podcast, well, ideally you would be a true baseball nerd like us. So I think,
yeah, if you listen to this podcast, you're either a baseball nerd or our family.
Yeah, or you're in the wrong place. You clicked on the wrong link.
Yeah, or you feel bad for us and you go, oh, it's so nice that he's doing something. Yeah.
Or you know, I don't think we're big enough for this, but you ever like you have your YouTube like going, you're like listen to a podcast or whatever while you're like, you know, oh, I'm playing The Last of Us, so I'm gonna put on a podcast while I play it. And then like you fall asleep and then you wake up and you're like, what the hell am I listening to? So it's just been going through the algorithm for like 9 hours. Like, dude, what is this? How did I get here? Like you started on like, oh, I'm listening to, you know, History March. I'm going to listen to a podcast about like the Roman Republic. And then you wake up at 4:47 a.m. and it's like, you know, it's like a cooking channel. Okay. Or it's the baseball podcast. So who's to say how many fans we've pulled in through that method? Through the people falling asleep with their headphones in method.
Hey, a view is a view, pal.
Yeah, true. Yeah, listen, you know, they all go in the same bucket. It's sort of like it's sort of like Sam Bankman-Fried with all the different money that he had that he just threw all into one bucket, and then CoffeeZilla called him out for it. And then he went to jail. Which is in our future too, by the way. This podcast will be getting us put in prison very soon, I have to say. Yeah. With, I don't know what luck, the charges will be, but I'm sure they're
coming. Doesn't matter. Yeah, they'll come up with something.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're gonna have a nice chat with Yuri about Czech baseball, and it's very informative because it's something that I really know nothing about, and you, I think, had like a base level understanding, right?
A little bit. I kind of like, yeah, look into it from time to time. Like I like it and I want to pay more attention to it. But, you know, it being at the same time as the Phillies and the Phillies being good has currently kind of like, you know, my attention is sort of directed at the Phillies. And, sure. But, you know, Czech baseball, like, dude, listen, if let's say the Czech Republic was where, say, you know, Delaware was. As opposed to, you know, on a different continent, I would go play an extra league in a second. I probably wouldn't play an extra league. I would play in one of the lower leagues, but that sounds like so much fun to me to potentially like, oh, I got on a team that got really good and then we got promoted to the highest league in the country. I got on the Delaware Minutemen and we won a bunch of games and now we're playing the Dodgers next week.
Well, I said that. I forget which podcast it was. I think it might have been the Christopher Burns one. But I remember talking about how I've always had this dream of just going somewhere where nobody even like knows what baseball is. And then like starting the national team myself so I can have my own little like baseball fiefdom. Like, oh, I really like the... Yeah, like I really like the idea of going to like Papua New Guinea or something and just starting baseball there and be like being just hands down the best player they've ever seen.
So you're really looking for your if you build it, they will come moment.
Yeah, I don't even want to go to a country. Yeah, like I don't even want to go to a country like, you know, that has like some sort of baseball in. Like, I don't want to go like Palau where like, oh, you know, like they're not putting guys in the majors like people know what baseball is. Right. Like, I want to go to like, yeah, like the Ivory Coast or something and just have people be like, what? Like, I don't, what are you playing?
You know what I mean? Yeah, you just walk off the boat like through the surf, and they have no idea that their new athlete king has arrived.
Yeah, like I want to go somewhere where like they can't worry about baseball because they have to worry about like finding running water. You know
Right, yeah. But I mean,
what
I listen, you know, I would say let's go there and maybe also help with the running water situation. But
mean? Yeah,
I do
sure.
like
The two are not mutually exclusive.
I do like the idea of you being like their athlete king because you turned it into a baseball country, even though like they probably play soccer, they probably play cricket, and they probably would destroy you at either of those sports. But then like
Oh yeah. Yeah,
you walk onto the baseball diamond and it just flips.
and I'm Michael Jordan.
Yeah, you hit a ball 110 feet and they're like, no way. They're like, dude, I've never seen that
Yeah, I
before.
hit a ball out of the infield and they're like, what is
Yeah,
that?
maybe not a cricket country then, because I'm sure they've seen that. But like if it was just a soccer country, you walk out there and yeah, you hit like a thousand hopper through the infield and it's just going
Yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, like I'll be like the greatest baseball player Senegal has ever seen.
Yeah, dude, you go over there and you could really be there like Barry Bonds. Like I don't need steroids.
I love this idea. You know
Yeah.
what I mean?
Now, Czech Republic is not that country because they
No,
do have
no, no.
a pretty decently developed baseball league, and they have some good players over there, which we will talk about with Yuri. So, I guess when you say without further ado, let's have the actually interesting guy on the
Yeah.
podcast weigh in on this whole Czech baseball thing. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy it. You know, we certainly did. So, yeah, without further ado, Yuri. Okay, guys, welcome back to the baseball podcast. With us today is Yuri. It's a Yuri. We went over the pronunciation before I got started. Why don't you tell the baseball podcast audience a little bit about yourself? Why don't you plug yourself?
Hi, hello everyone. Thank you guys for having me. My name is Yiri, but what you said was close enough. Basically, it means George in English language.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's something like in German language you have Georg or Jörg, so
Sure.
it goes from there. Yeah, so. That's me. I have a website about Czech baseball Extraliga, and I follow Czech baseball and European baseball pretty closely.
Okay. And so the website that you have is it, remind me, is it like the official stats?
No.
Okay, it's unofficial.
Yeah, it's I wanted to make something like Baseball Reference or Fangraphs, which also is not official, but
Right.
it's pretty useful.
Yeah,
So
but it
I
should
have,
be.
yeah, I download the official numbers from the official website of Czech Baseball Association, and I upload them to my website. So it's like alternative website for the fans, and I have more stats there. I count wins above replacements. I count WRC plus. Last year I added swinging strike rates for pitchers and cold strikes and whiffs, which is, you know, quite a new stat from Nick Pollock,
Yeah.
if you know him from Pitcher List.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's I'm trying to stay modern, like to stay in time with what's happening in the United States with MLB stats.
I mean, honestly, you're doing a lot better than a lot of American baseball fans are on that. There's a lot of people over here. Whoa, I just disappeared. A lot of people over here are very resistant to like new stats.
Yeah, sure.
I think
Like
you might see it because I think we follow each other on Twitter, but I do crusade on Twitter sometimes when it comes to like, you know, like people who don't like war and, you know, things like that, things that I do like. So I'm a big supporter of that, and Ethan also is. I guess we've been over with, you know, the fans of the podcast a couple of times, you know, what Extraliga is, but I'm sure you have a better understanding of it than we do. My understanding is that it functions sort of like how like soccer works or football, that like the teams will get relegated or promoted to Extraliga or down to the leagues below it, depending on how they do.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's the common system for pretty much any sport here in Europe. We don't have like closed leagues, but the leagues are open to relegation and promotion.
Okay.
So every small team from any small city can win a title someday. You know, if you are good enough, then you can be promoted higher and higher, and one day you have a chance to win the title, which is not the case in MLB. You have to buy a place in MLB if you want to win it, right?
Yeah.
But it's not working like that in Europe.
Okay. Now are they just taking that directly from football, or is that
Yeah,
like a
yeah.
okay?
Yeah, it's in every sport. It's everywhere. Like the last team usually gets relegated to the league below, and vice versa. The first team, the winner of the second league, goes to the first league.
I'm not really familiar with Extraliga, to be honest with you, but I know that in the European Baseball Championships, there's a relegate. I think it's a 16
Yeah.
team pool in the
Yeah.
A pool, and then the last two get relegated, and the top two from the B pool move up.
Exactly.
I don't know if that is how it is around the world or if that's just for Europe. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, but it is interesting. They took that and applied it to baseball now, and I think it's a good system because there's like. I forget who didn't qualify this or who got relegated this year. It was like Austria maybe and somebody else.
It can be good in some areas, but also bad in some other, because if you can get relegated, you cannot be sure about the finances for the next season. You know, there can be, I mean, in the Extraliga of soccer, for example, the sponsors will not support you in the second league. They want to be seen on TV, and only the first league is on the TV. So if you get relegated, you lose money and you lose players, and everything gets much more complicated for you in the long run. So that's what the MLB teams, for example, doesn't have to deal with, because you know if you finish last, you will play MLB again next year and the next year and next year.
Yeah, there's you will see from time to time people over here talk about like, listen, when are we going to get something going to counter like the fact that teams like the A's or like the
Yeah.
Pirates, I mean less so the Pirates, not mostly the A's are the big problem. Like they just don't even try to win. And it's like, yeah, when are we going to relegate the A's to like the coastal like the Eastern League, and then we can get a I don't know who ruled in Triple A this year, but get one of those teams up. I guess, if the money was on the line with the A's, maybe they would try a little harder. Maybe they wouldn't have traded Matt Olson for like a bucket of baseballs. So, I mean, yeah, there's something to be said for it for sure. I would not love to see the Phillies get relegated, though, I gotta be honest with you, and there are years that they would have.
Yeah, I'd say there were years where the Phillies would definitely have got relegated.
Yeah, like 2015 Phillies, they would have got relegated. That would have been terrible. So, do you have a team in Extraliga that is that you're a personal fan of, or you're just sort of a fan of the sport in general?
No, I don't have a team in Czech baseball specifically that I would be like rooting for. I just watch the Czech baseball in general, but I watch the Cubs in MLB, so I think I can say that I'm Cubs fan,
Okay.
because it was the first baseball game that I saw. It was the Cubs against White Sox
Really?
sometimes in, I don't know, 15 years ago. So since then I became a Cubs fan, and that's where my baseball heart is, I think. So
Sure.
yeah.
Did you see that in real life, or did you just
No,
like
no,
catch it
not
on
yet.
TV?
Not yet. I didn't see Cubs in real life. I saw Dodgers once when I was
Really?
in LA.
No way.
Yeah. 2 years ago, I was in LA and they were playing Tigers. It was just beginning of the May, so not really any important game. It was Sunday afternoon game.
I mean, let's be honest, the Tigers were involved, so yeah, it wasn't that important anyway.
Yeah, Dodgers won something like 8-5.
Sounds about right.
Tigers, they've
yeah,
the
they
Tigers,
were,
give them a run for their money a little bit.
They almost came back.
Okay.
So how did your fascination with baseball start? Did you grow up playing it or?
No, not at all. In fact, I never really played baseball. I'm just a baseball nerd. And
same.
Yeah. And I discovered baseball online. I was one day sitting at home and just bored. I was searching for something to watch in the evening, and there was no soccer, no major sport really on TV. So I was browsing the internet and I saw some streams from MLB, because I don't know, it was some Thursday evening or Friday evening. So Cubs were playing the afternoon game. So I put it on, and first it was like, what is happening? I don't know nothing about the sport, but I remember that Cubs were losing and they won the game in the end, and the score changed like three times in 1 hour. Like I mean the leading team switched,
right?
Yeah. So
that
was fascinating to me. So I watched again the next day, and I started to watch on the regular basis. And what I liked really a lot were the numbers, because I always liked the statistics and the numbers in sport. And baseball is, you know, that's where the core of the baseball is, in the numbers. So I started to dig into numbers. Into numbers more, and that really became my fascination of the sport.
Listen, if you like numbers and you're looking for a sport to scratch that itch, I mean, you really
there
can't
is
do
no
better
than sport.
Baseball.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Sure.
So let me ask you this. How big is baseball in the Czech Republic? Obviously, I'm sure it's not on the level of soccer, probably not even hockey.
No.
But is it played, like, do people know what it is? Do they have just sort of a passing knowledge? Do kids play it a lot? Like, I don't know.
It's pretty minor sport. But I think it changed a little bit last year because of the WBC. But before then, I think people were just thinking about baseball like that it's an American sport and we don't play it here. That was the like common idea of baseball here. And when they saw our national team on TV in the World Baseball Classic, I think many of them were surprised, like, oh, we didn't know that we have a national team, mm-hmm. that we even played here. Mm-hmm. So that's when people started to change, or the things started to change, but still it's pretty minor sport. Like in a normal Extraliga game, you have at least or maximum 100 spectators. Or if you go to the final games, there will be 300-400 people. So that's not really much. Comparing even to sports like basketball or volleyball,
mm-hmm.
Do you know floorball? It's like the indoor version of ice hockey. That's pretty popular here too.
Floorball, I never heard
floorball.
That.
Yeah,
neither
it's
have I.
It's popular in Sweden and Finland. And
yeah, they gotta get those kids practicing their hockey early.
Yeah,
it sounds kind of fun, floorball. Honestly.
Yes, but yeah, baseball is pretty unknown. But it's getting better now.
Okay.
So, okay, let me ask you this, because I grew up in a country that people love baseball, so I never had to think about it.
Uh-huh.
But you know, I've heard that a lot of saying, you know, just getting into the World Baseball Classic, winning a game, securing a spot in the next tournament does a lot for the country. And I'm glad that's the case. But I guess I kind of wonder, how does that actually work? Because in my head, I sort of think about it of like, I don't know, what's a sport that nobody cares about in the US, to like cricket, maybe something like that.
Like rugby. Because,
yeah, like rugby, like something that's big in other parts of the world, but Americans don't really care about. Like if somebody came up to me one day and said, hey, check it out, like the US cricket team is killing it, I'd be like, okay, cool. And then I still wouldn't watch cricket because I'm not interested in cricket. You know what I mean? Like that might make me like turn on a game at one point just because like it's big right now. But like, I don't know, like, is it getting a lot of coverage, like the World Baseball Classic, or people like taking a lot of national pride, or is it just making people say, oh, check, people do play baseball. How cool is that? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe the latter. Like, I don't think, I didn't see any hard numbers about some change of the viewership, or I don't know if there are more children now going to play baseball in the clubs. But from my experience, what I saw at the stadiums during the Extraliga games, I think there were some more spectators, like, I don't know, 20% more maybe. But there were also some Japanese fans, which is incredible for me, because Japanese started to really love Czech baseball after our game at the WBC. And that's something that can really help our game here, I think, because now we got one player going to Japan to play there professional baseball. We have a coach attending the spring camp with Chiba Lotte Marines, which is one of the Japanese professional teams.
Sure.
And Panasonic is starting to, you know, the company is starting to support Czech baseball. So Japanese are supporting us to grow the game, which can draw more people to the stands here.
Who's the player? Now I'm curious.
Yeah, the player is Milan Prokop, young infielder of the national team. He did play at the WBC, but he was not in the starting lineups usually. He's just 20 years old, so it's still beginning of the career for him. And he will play in the independent league, in Baseball Challenge League, which is one of the Japanese independent leagues. And the team I think you probably never heard of is called Kanagawa Future Dreams.
I
didn't know it either, and probably I think many Japanese fans didn't know the team. But when the news came out that Milan Prokop will play there, I saw some tweets about it, and they were in Japanese language, and they had something like 1.5 million views, or almost 2 million. That's something incredible for Czech baseball, because, you know, in here, people were like, yeah, that's cool, but who is Milan Prokop? Like, we don't know him. And the Japanese fans are crazy.
Yeah, I think this is a good example of something we've seen with a couple of our other guests, like for, I think the Philippines was an example. I think that the Swiss may have done this too, but the Japanese doing baseball outreach, which I think is a great thing, because it really doesn't, you know, it can't hurt to have two countries doing outreach rather than just one. Because if it was just the United States, I mean, there's countries that the United States just is not paying that much attention to, which, you know, that's on us. We should be. But the Japanese seem to be maybe even more so interested in, yeah, we got to get baseball everywhere we possibly can. So are these just Japanese, like, tourists who show up at the Extraliga games, or are they like expats?
No, pretty much. I don't know, in fact. But some of them are regulars. You can see them at every game. For example, in Eagles Park, which is the home of Eagles Prague, there was a couple of Japanese fans, like middle-aged couple, at every game. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's so cool.
Or during the All-Star game, because there is an All-Star game in the league too, there were some TV crews from Japan. You know, they came to shoot the Czech national team and the players because they knew them from World Baseball Classic, and the news were pretty popular back in Japan. And still, I think last month, one of the national Japanese TVs broadcasted a documentary about Hideki Kuriyama, which was the Japanese national team coach, coming to Czech Republic to watch some Czech baseball last summer. And it was broadcasted in Japan in the prime time last month in January.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. It's really because of WBC. It was something unimaginable just 2 years ago for me.
So what I think I remember. Was it Schneider who struck out Ohtani?
No, it was Satoria.
Okay.
Schneider was pitching the last qualification game against Spain.
Right. I remember that.
He was the guy with the eye black, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the firefighter.
So Satoria, is he like a folk hero in Japan?
Yeah.
Because I remember Ohtani taking that like an absolute champ. Like I think Ohtani signed stuff for him.
Yeah. He is like a comic hero in Japan. I saw I saw a comic, like short one, about the game against the Czech team. And there were some of Czech players like as a comic heroes, basically.
Really?
Yeah. I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I can find it somewhere and send it to you later.
Yeah, we got to put that up over the, like, edit that in.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So I love that. So it really
definitely
does.
This strikeout against Ohtani was one of the highlights of the tournament, I think, for Japanese fans and for the Czech ones too.
I think it was a highlight for everybody. That's
yeah. Well, I knew that Satoria is pretty good because he is not just anybody. He played, for example, at the Under-23 World Cup against Mexico, which was the game that we won, and he got the win. I think he threw the complete game, so I knew that he's capable of like big things. But also he's not throwing hard. His fastball is something like 79 miles per hour fast, and he has a great changeup with a huge drop. Mm-hmm. So that's what got Ohtani, and
yeah,
also
I think that's what he got him with.
Yeah, and also he struck out Lars Nootbaar and Murakami. Ooh. Which is Murakami hit something like 65 home runs in Japan.
Yeah, he's like the best hitter in Japan, right?
Yeah, yeah. Murakami is like the next big hitter that teams are like, ooh, when's he going to get posted to MLB? So it is like, I feel like I kind of had an idea that Ohtani getting struck out was like a little bit of a meme. I didn't know that they were like making comics about it.
I love
that's that. Like that's like the most lovable thing I've ever heard about baseball.
And then when Japanese team was moving to Miami for the final games, I don't know if you saw it, but Ohtani took the Czech national team cap and put it on for the flight. So when when he came to Miami, he was wearing a Czech cap, which was so cool gesture from him. And I think this was also one of the like moments when the Japanese fans became obsessed with Czech baseball.
So has there been any of that in reverse? Is Ohtani has Ohtani reached any sort of folk hero status with Czech baseball fans for that?
No, I think he already was a hero because
Fair
he's a
enough.
unicorn.
Yeah.
And now when you ask some regular people here if they do know some baseball player, they might say Otani, because they saw him in TV during the game, and they know that he does both, that he pitches and hits. So yes, he's famous even in here in Czech Republic, I think.
Nice,
That's
I
awesome.
love it. Yeah.
Well, I say famous, but not really famous as a star, but some people might know it.
He's no. Yes.
Yeah. That, I mean, as famous as you could expect a baseball player to be there.
Exactly.
So I guess going back to Extra Liga for a little bit, I know that there are foreigners who will show up there. Who is the best player who has ever come through Extra Liga in your humble opinion? Who If Americans are in Czech Republic and they want to watch some baseball, who is the guy to look out for?
Who is, you mean playing right now, or who is the best ever to be here?
I guess let's do right now. Let's do
Okay.
active.
That's quite difficult to answer now, because usually imported players come here for 1 year only, and many teams just didn't announce these players yet. So I don't know who to look for the next season, but usually we have one or two players with triple A experience, sometimes with major league experience even. Last 2 years, there was playing Juan Jaime, which is a former Braves pitcher from Dominican Republic, I think. And before
Didn't
him,
Peter Moylan play there?
yes, that's what I was going to mention. Peter
Oh,
Moylan,
sorry.
Peter Moylan, also former Braves pitcher. He was playing for the same team, Dracy Brno, something like 4 years ago, just before the COVID started, I think.
Right.
So,
Ethan's a big Peter Moylan fan, so.
yeah, I love Australia.
cool. So these two are, I think, the only major leaguers that came to play in Extraliga. But some players, as I said, have triple-A experience. Some players have double-A experience. Wesley Remmer, for example, you probably don't know him, but he is a first round pick from, I don't know, 2012 draft or something like this. And he was named also the best collegiate player in the States before that. But I don't know why he didn't make it to majors. He got to Triple A and then he disappeared, and he is playing in Europe since then. And now he isn't playing in the top league. Now he is playing the second Czech league for
Whoa.
Kotlaska Praha. But he's still great. He's like 38 years old, I think, and he's great pitcher, and he can also play in the field, which is as many players here do. Usually in the past, when the level of Extraliga wasn't as high as is now, when some player like this came to play for the Czech team, they were pitching and also playing shortstop or center field or some important position in the infield, because they were much better than the rest. And I think it's not the case now, because the level of the play is growing. So sometimes we have our own Czech players which are good enough to play these positions. But still, every team has 2, 3, or 4 foreigners, which help them in the games. And there is a rule. There is a rule that limits the number of foreign players in the teams. Every team can have only 4. And okay. Only 2 of them can play at the same time on the field. So there is a majority of players from the of the Czech nationality.
So is that like a let's grow the game type rule? Or is it was there ever a team that just tried to like, oh, we're just gonna field like 25 Americans and just crush everybody?
No, it never came to that. I think because maybe there was never so many American players wanting to play here.
Right.
But yeah, now it's definitely to protect the young Czech players and to give them chance to develop, because otherwise it could happen that one team would just buy you know, good players from abroad and win the titles every year.
So is Extra Liga like, do the guys get paid? Is it like a full-time job, or is it, you know, they play after work, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think they get some little money, especially the national team players, but it's not a full-time job for them, definitely. It's an amateur competition, and the younger players are students. The older players usually have a job, like Martin Schneider is a firefighter. Mm-hmm. Some of the players are teachers or lawyers even. So they have a normal civil job, and they play after that. And that's another thing that especially the Japanese admired about the team, that it was something unbelievable for them.
Yeah, I was just thinking about, like, imagine, like, you put in for a week of paid time off to go strike out Otani in Japan.
Yeah,
I mean, the best vacation ever.
Yeah, the players had to take vacation so they could go to Japan to play against the professionals.
Mm-hmm. And hey, listen, they're going back. You know, they can yeah. pencil in that vacation ahead of time this time.
Yeah, yeah, they can. But we don't know in which group we will play yet. So
right.
It can be somewhere else than Japan. But I hope that it will be Tokyo again, because it makes sense on, you know, many levels.
Did you go?
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, really?
I saw 2 games. The first one against China, which was the only Czech win, and the second
win to
one
win.
Against yeah,
that was a great game.
It was.
That was a really good game against China.
Yeah, but maybe a little bit more like dramatic than I wanted.
Yeah, but it was exciting with the
yeah.
Who hit the home run? Was it Martin Muzik?
Muzik, yes.
Yeah,
Muzik.
I'm not, sorry. I'm bad with pronouncing things.
We're working on it. Okay. We're trying.
I'm not Czech. I'm sorry.
It's impossible for you to read it right, I think. Yeah, I remember we were leading China by 4 runs, I think. And I was just getting hungry, so we went with my girlfriend to the backstage, like just to buy some food. And when we came back, China was leading by a run, and I was like, "What is happening? This was not in the script." And it really looked like we will lose that game until that Martin Muzik home run. But that was for us the most important game of the tournament, because it was realistically the only chance for a win. Otherwise, you know, we would have to win against Japan or Korea or Australia, which are pretty good baseball nations. So China was definitely the most important game. And then the next day we played against the Japan, yeah, which was the magic game. Like, and we were leading for the first hour, if you remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we scored one run on Japanese error, and then Satoru did his thing for three innings. And I remember the Japanese fans in the stands, who were watching with maybe disbelief, like, what is this? Who are these guys? Like, it was incredible. Of course, they came back and they won the game, like, by 8 runs or nine runs. So it was not a close game in the end, but still, perfect experience for everyone, I think.
Yeah, I mean it sounds like both countries got a lot out of that game, which I don't know if anybody would have predicted at the time. So
No. No,
the
I was expecting a blowout win for Japan.
I mean, and like honestly, I don't remember the timeline. Was that pre or was that before or after the game versus China? That was
No,
before.
the game against China was the first one.
Okay.
So this was the second one
Okay.
in the group for the Czech team.
So really what, like you guys already had a win under your belt. It's like, okay, well, no pressure.
Yeah, house
We're
money.
already coming back.
Yeah. I think the players were on the field just enjoying the game, and they were playing in front of sold out Tokyo Dome, which was something like 50,000 spectators.
Right. I'm sure they've never experienced anything
No,
like that before.
anything close. I remember this year, and it was after WBC. This year, during the European Championships, during the quarterfinal game against Great Britain, there were 2,500 spectators. So significantly less, but still, it was, I think, the European record, or at least Czech record, of spectators in a game.
For a while.
Yeah.
Then they went to Japan and
Yeah, they
they
went to
blew that
Japan.
up. Mark Klopp, that's how you say it, right? Ha
Yes.
has he played in Extraliga, and do you think that he is a do you think that he's like the guy to get Czech baseball out into the world? Because that's might be where I stand, but I wanted to ask you because you're the expert.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. He played in Extraliga for many years.
Okay.
He started when he was already 15 years old, I think, 15 or 16, which is
Okay.
not so unusual here.
Okay.
We have some 16-year-old players every year, and also some players are over 50 or close to 50. Yeah. This season, there will be Marek Rejman playing for Kotlaska. And he is 52 years old, so that will probably be the record. But back to Marek Chlup, I think he lost a year because of COVID, when he could play the college baseball, and that really hurt him, because now it's really difficult for him to get drafted, because he's already 25, I think. Or he will be 25 years old.
Right.
Right.
Yes, it looks like
Yeah.
he turned 25 in January.
Yes. So he's staying in the States. He will be playing in American Association League for Lake Country, the same team he played at the end of last season. But yeah, I'm a bit skeptical if he can get into MLB. I think some pitchers have a better chance, like, for example, Dan Padishak. Do you know him?
Yeah. He
Yeah,
pitched in the China game, I think, right?
yes. He will be playing for the Georgia University this season, which is a pretty good baseball program. They have the coach from Minnesota Twins. I forgot his name. He was the pitching coach for Minnesota Twins, and he specifically asked Dan Padishak to join the team. So he has a chance to be the starter for Georgia this season. And if it goes well, he can be drafted.
Okay.
And then we have some other young pitchers, 18, 19 years old, relievers. So maybe they could have a chance one day. And generally, MLB teams, they use more pitchers than hitters. So there is a greater chance that some Czech pitcher will get into MLB sooner than some Czech hitter.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense to me. It makes perfect sense.
Well, I'm kind of curious. I'm sort of switching topics here, but is there any crossover between Czech Republic baseball, or Czechia, I guess, and Slovakian baseball?
Not really. We were one country in the past,
mm-hmm.
as
right.
you might know, Czechoslovakia, mm-hmm. but that's not the case for more than 30 years now. So we are separated, and the Slovakian baseball is not so developed as the Czech one. We have some Slovakian players in Extraliga every year. And I know that the Slovakian national team is now, or last weekend, they were in Brno in Czech Republic in to play some, not to play preparation games, but to train there. But that's it. I think there is not any international, like Czechoslovakian league, or not any common development program or anything like that that I know of. So yeah, we are separated.
Mm-hmm. I would assume, but this is, I might be going on a limb here, I'm guessing that Slovakian players still count as foreigners in Extraliga.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
I
so
guess
that's
that
another
put a little bit of a limit on it too.
Yeah,
huh?
I have a question, and I have no idea if you'll know the answer to this or not, but the World Baseball Classic, as we know, is pretty loose with the eligibility rules.
Uh-huh.
And like, for instance, like Vance Worley could play for the Great Britain team because his mother was born in Hong Kong when Hong Kong was a British colony. Like, that's like pretty, you know what I mean? Like, that's like a stretch, which
yeah,
I'm
that's
fine
a
with.
Long
really,
walk to get
yeah,
him,
like
man,
I really liked seeing Vance Worley play. That was fine. But I guess I'm wondering, because there's that kid in the Blue Jay system, Adam Mako, who's pretty
yes.
good. Like, I'm wondering if the WBC would allow like the Czech Republic and Slovakian guys to sort of combine, because like Slovakia is not going to make it to the tournament. Adam Mako is pretty
right.
good. Like, I wonder if, you know what I mean? I wonder if there could be any workarounds there. I don't know.
We were already thinking about this too, but I think Adam Matsko, or Mako, as you said, he doesn't
no, no, you
have...
say no, say it right, please.
Yeah,
Matsko.
Correct him. Go ahead.
Matsko,
correct way
okay.
It's Matsko.
I did not.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
thank you.
But I know that nobody said like that. So, he doesn't have any Czech ancestors, and for us to play for the national team, you have to have Czech citizenship, and you can get Czech citizenship only if you have at least one Czech parent, or if you live here for at least 3 years, I think, or if you are married to the Czech wife and you live here with her. So we have some really strict immigration rules, which is quite a problem for the baseball national team, because we can have very limited amount of MLB players or foreign players.
Right.
For example, Erik Sogard, he has a Czech mother. Or Willy Escala, another national team player.
Yeah,
he has a Cuban father and Czech mother, so he can play too. But Adam Matsko has both parents from Slovakia, and he never lived here, so I think there is no chance that he can play for the Czech team.
That's a bummer. They should change the rules just for that.
Yeah, get Adam Matsko in there.
Yeah, I like that.
Get
I
him
think
in there. Give him a shot.
he's with the Blue Jays now, right?
Yeah, he was part of the Teoscar Hernandez trade.
Yeah, and they put him on the 40-man roster. So he is getting close to MLB. which is fun
Yeah.
because Slovakia will have first player in MLB sooner than we will.
I mean, listen, you know, it's
not
not a
a race.
Sprint. Yeah,
no,
it's not
I
a
know.
Sprint. It's a...
I know.
I mean, you know, it really does feel like it's only a matter of time for a Czech player because
I hope so.
Compared to a lot of other countries, I mean, the Czech baseball seems to be decently well developed compared to, I mean, even some of the countries that we've talked to on the podcast.
I'm sure I'm going to say this wrong. Please correct me. But Martin Cervenka,
mm-hmm.
the catcher,
yes.
made it really, really close, you
yeah.
know? And there's some
mm-hmm.
other guy like Mark Minerik played in the minors, right? And I kind of liked Wojtek Menchik. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong too. But I thought he looked kind of,
oh.
he's the second baseman shortstop, right?
Mm-hmm.
He looked pretty impressive when I was watching the World Baseball Classic. So yeah, there are definitely some guys that I'm sure will get opportunities in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Menchik got his chance. He was with the Angels for half a season, I think. And before that, he got into the College World Baseball Classic with NC State. But it was during the COVID times in 2021, I think, and they got sick. And I remember they lost the elimination game because they had only something like 12 players at that time.
Oh my God.
And some position players were pitching, so it wasn't good. But
jeez.
Yeah, Menchik was he still is a great player. And you said Minařík played with Cincinnati,
Phillies,
I think.
Does that sound right?
Who?
Was he a Phillies farmhand? Is that
yeah,
sound...
maybe
He's the really
Phillies.
tall guy,
Yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah, yeah. Really
Is
tall guy. Yeah, because
Minerick?
Yes.
I probably
Because
said it wrong, but let's check. Let's pull him up. No pun
Minařík,
intended, sorry.
There is this R again.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
yeah,
try. I can't promise I'm gonna get it right.
Well, yeah, we'll work
yeah, no
on
problem,
it.
No problem.
Yeah, he was with the Phillies in 2011 and 2012
yeah.
in the Gulf Coast League.
Yeah, there were several Czech players during these years playing in minor leagues. Petr Čech or Matěj Hejma and some others. The rules for signing international players changed, and now teams have only limited amount of money they can spend, so they spend it all on the Latinos or on the South American players, or
right.
sometimes maybe Japanese but or Korean, but they don't put this money into European players anymore. So the way for Europeans to join major league team now is, I think, to go to college and get to some quality program and get drafted, and then, you know, it's maybe even easier from there because you already have some something the coaches can look at, because they don't know if you hit 25 home runs in Extraliga, they don't know what the level of play is here. But if you hit 25 home runs in first division of NCAA, they can compare you to someone else before. So, and you get some education also with that. So that's, for me, much better way for the players how to get into major league.
Yeah, I think even if you started to see more Czech players over in, say, like Korea or Japan, I mean, I think that would be a big step forward, because Japan showed that they are, you know, they kind of proved again, like, dude, listen, the NPB's best players are just as good as the MLB's best players. So
sure,
that's almost an equally big pond to swim in. So that would, and as we talked about, I mean, ever since the Ohtani strikeout, now there's this burgeoning affinity there. So that would be something that would be cool to see too.
Yeah, and there are some Czech players capable of playing there.
Mm-hmm.
I think Martin Červenka, he was playing at AAA, and he was just little tiny bit from making it to major league. So if he stayed there and he somehow got into Oakland A's, I think he would be playing in majors right now.
Right.
He'd have a long career.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he would have played 12 years in the majors.
Yeah, maybe. So he is definitely capable of playing in Japan, but it will probably not happen because he has a job now here, and he's settled in. So I think he will finish his career in the Czech Extraliga and maybe win a title or two. And this is a chance for younger players, for 20 years old or younger.
Yeah, I was gonna say it sounds like it won't be Cervenka, it will be the next generation of Czech
Yeah,
players.
which
But maybe there will be
looks.
more of one because you guys have that World Baseball Classic dub under the belt, and you got 20% bigger crowds. I mean, that's that really is not nothing. 20%,
Yeah,
that's a pretty solid jump.
25 people from 20 people.
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
dude, listen, I wish I could get my men's league team to have a 20% jump in roster size. So, it feels a lot bigger when I look at it like that.
No, but the sport is growing, so I hope it will be even more people next season. And also, big thing is there used to be no TV like streams or internet streams from the games just a few years back. So now every game is being broadcasted on the internet. So
Okay.
that can help definitely. Every week there is also one game on the national TV. Not exactly on the TV, but in the online part of the broadcast, but
Right.
still counts.
still counts, yeah. So the sport is growing, and MLB is broadcasted too, so people can watch some really good baseball.
Yeah. So for anybody out there who's thinking like, "Ooh, I got to watch some extra league games this year. I got to get on that." When does the season start?
It starts in the middle of April,
Okay.
a little bit later than usually, because for the last 2 years we had some snow in the first 2 weekends of April. So now we will start a little bit later, and there will be the regular season going to the end of July, I think,
Okay.
and playoffs in the August
All
and
right.
maybe September, depends how long they will go. But the best time for visiting baseball in Prague is definitely the end of June and beginning of July, because that's when Prague Baseball Week will be played, which is
Oh, yeah.
the baseball international baseball tournament. And this year there will be the Czech national team, and then there will be teams from Taiwan and Japan. They will have, I think, the national collegiate team, which will be pretty good, I guess. So that's something really that I'm looking forward to. And there will be also All-Star game, which is in the form of national team playing against the rest of the Extraliga, like the
Okay.
next best players.
Right. Yeah, it's All-Star Team A and All-Star Team B.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, listen, guys, book your tickets now. I would love to go to an extra league game.
Yeah, that
Just
would be fun.
if I
How do
could.
people watch? Like, is there a website or?
You mean if you want to watch online?
Yeah, like the
Yeah, like when the
stream.
season starts, how would I watch a game?
Yeah, there is a streaming website. But this year it could be behind the paywall, so probably you will have to pay some dollars. I don't know how much because it's all new,
Right.
but it will be something like $5 or $6, I think, per month. So,
so guys, make your $5 or $6 a month donation to Extra Liga. Let's go, guys. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to support Czech baseball, this is the easiest way how to do it.
That's all awesome. Right. Well, what's the best way for people to find you? Obviously, probably Twitter.
Yep. Yep. My Twitter, which is, I think, baseball.cz. Or you can join our Discord server. That's how you guys met me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got in that Discord server as soon as they went to the World Baseball Classic. I was like, let me get in on that.
Yeah, yeah. So we are pretty active there too. So Twitter or Discord.
Mm-hmm. And hey, listen, if you get in that Discord, I mean, there's a couple of members of the national team in that Discord, right?
Sure. There is even the national team coach, Pavel Khadim. He's reading everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Listen, if you guys want to get that close to stardom, I mean, get in the Discord.
Yeah. In between performing brain surgeries, he's reading us on Discord, right?
Yeah, after his work, I think.
That's awesome. Well, is there anything that we didn't get to talk about or anything about Czech baseball that you think is important for people to know?
Oh, no, I think we went through everything. If you want to watch a game, you are welcome to come. It's for free usually.
Oh, the best kind.
Yeah. And what's better than sit at a baseball game at the best places behind home plate with some boiled Czech beer, watching the game during the summer?
That sounds perfect.
Yeah, sounds
Tom,
great.
We'll have to make a trip out there.
Yeah, we'll find our way over to the Czech Republic. We'll hang out.
Yeah,
we'll see. Who's the team to see if we have to pick one? Are we going for?
If you are staying in Prague, there are currently three teams in Extraliga.
Okay.
I think the best stadium is in Eagles Park. And you can go to Brno, which is the second largest city in Czech Republic. And there are there is the best team, Draci Dragons. They have also the best stadium. And Hippos Brno is the other pretty good team with Wojciech Menchik and some other national team members playing there. So I would recommend them too.
That's a great name, the Hippos.
Yeah. Hippos, yeah.
if we're going to the Czech Republic, I think we know where we're making our first stop. You know,
to see the Hippos.
Yeah, we gotta go see the Hippos. I want some Hippos merch. You know.
Yeah, I think they have some online e-shop.
Really? Okay. Well, I know what I'm googling as soon as we get off.
And they have some nice powder uniforms, powder blue.
Ooh, okay. Just like another, the Phillies.
Yeah, just perfect. Like the Phillies. Yeah.
Oh,
that's what we're looking for.
That's beautiful.
Well, we'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Yuri, this has been super fun. Thank you for educating us about Czech baseball, because it's really something that I knew nothing about. Tom knew a little bit more, but neither of us were experts.
No, really. I want to thank you for having interest in Czech and European baseball, and it sure does help grow the game here.
We're doing our best. Yeah,
yeah, we're trying.
Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks
no,
for
it's been
coming
great.
On.
Yeah, we should do this during the lead up to the next World Baseball Classic. Ooh. See how things are going.
Yeah, which is already in 2 years' time.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah,
maybe during sooner. During the Extra Liga playoffs. Maybe.
Yeah, or the Prague rehash. Baseball Week, maybe.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're getting ideas.
Yeah. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. Well, this has been great, man. Thanks so much for coming on and spending
your
probably Sunday night, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Sunday night. And thanks for having me. It was
of course,
great time.
Man. Yeah, this has been great. Thanks again.
All right. See you later.
See you.